The House Appropriations Committee approved a fiscal 2022 funding bill Wednesday for the Agriculture Department, Food and Drug Administration, and Commodity Futures Trading Commission that would boost spending by more than 10% and include funding for ag research and climate-related programs. The bill also includes funding for cotton industry priorities requested by the National Cotton Council, such as $16.8 $3 million for the Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, cotton pests account, which is an increase from previous funding levels. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with more details.
That measure includes a number of important industry priorities, such as an increase in funding for the cotton pest account to continue the boll weevil eradication activities in South Texas, also funding for the three Agricultural Research Service cotton ginning labs, and also other funding for cotton-related research programs that are carried out by USDA as well as land-grant universities. We expect it to move to the House floor sometime in July.
And last week, the Senate passed the Growing Climate Solutions Act, legislation that simultaneously will help farmers understand and access carbon markets, help the environment, and boost farm income. Langley shares the Council's response to the legislation.
The vote in the Senate was a strong bipartisan vote of 92-8, and this legislation, if enacted, would allow USDA to start establishing a certification and verification process for how private carbon markets are supposed to be structured and who are some specific service providers that growers can work with if they would like to participate in the increasing number of private carbon markets that are available today. We believe this is an important step to set some rules of the road for how these programs would operate, and so growers know who are some legitimate partners that they can work with in this space. There's a companion bill that's been introduced in the House as well and has a number of bipartisan co-sponsors, but no legislative action has been scheduled yet in the House on this measure. But the hope is that as we move through the year, the House will be able to also approve the Growing Climate Solutions Act and get it to the President for his signature so USDA can then start implementing it and moving forward with some of these activities.